You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Will Smith, your host. Today, I'm super excited to have Jacob Harth, a fantastic restaurateur from Oregon, Portland, by way of Southern Oregon. Jacob, so great to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Will.
Yeah. So let's get into a little bit of your background, because you are, you know, pretty much local here to Southern Oregon.
Yeah, I was born in Ashland and raised in Southern Oregon. My dad's a logger. My grandfather and my dad are both loggers, and they own a company. So I moved around a little bit around Oregon as a kid, and that also included spending a significant part of my childhood on the Oregon coast, living in Cloverdale, where they worked a job for a few years and then finished school back in Southern Oregon.
Sure. You know, I always find there's sort of two sorts of chefs, somebody who studied it in class, and then there's another breed of person that I find the most resilient are people that are actually raised in restaurant families, and you are also that type of person.
Yeah, my grandmother was a restaurateur and my grandfather. So I was essentially raised in a restaurant, grew up around all the operations, and was an integral part of my life, and such very formative for me.
Yeah, great education, but hands-on always. So you did have this fantastic, super successful restaurant in Portland called Arizo. You know, talk a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah, so Arizo was founded off of an idea of trying to create a restaurant where we sourced 100% of the ingredients, 100% of the food that we were using directly from the Oregon coast. I grew up on the Oregon coast, like I was telling you earlier, and my dad's an avid outdoorsman, so I grew up around an incredible product that was straight from the source. Right. And I was a little bit, surprised to see the quality or just what was available in Portland for restaurants locally, which was virtually non-existent. Huh. Aside from, you know, a few of the major species. And so I kind of took on this challenge, which was a huge learning experience for me, to not only learn the relationships that are required to pull something like that off, but also the amount of infrastructure that's needed and just communication in general and a tremendous amount of work that goes into it. I ended up getting my own commercial fishing license there because some of the species that are available to harvest in Oregon don't have anyone gathering them.
Sure.
Gooseneck barnacles, for example, that was one of the things that I took on myself. So just incredible experience learning all these different things, but, a lot of challenges within that too.
Sure.
Just kind of set me up really well for this future project that I'm working on at the coast.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I was lucky enough to actually enjoy your food back like 2021, I think, when you were doing a pop-up at Neatarts Bay.
Yeah, so when the pandemic hit, we were kind of on pause for a little bit at Arizo, and then after we, sort of learned that it was going to be a long-term shutdown, we decided to give up our lease because we were an annex to another restaurant there. So it was essentially the end of the restaurant. But I then went out to Navarre Shellfish Farm to pick up a residency there, where we started cooking, many of the same ingredients and similar dishes, but in a much more accessible format, because Arizo was a tasting menu restaurant. We had to buy tickets in advance.
Right.
And translated basically to what amounted to a clam shack, where you could just walk up to a window, order off of a, chalkboard.
Sure.
And then the food would come out to you on a tray on, disposable materials that look, but pretty much the same level of food and quality, and even a higher quality, I would say, because we were right there at the source.
Sure. I have to tell you, it was a hot spot that summer. And I enjoyed visiting quite a few times. You know, I think everyone that grew up on the West Coast, the East Coast, and the Gulf Coast has these great memories of Oceanside kind of living. In my neighborhood, everybody was spear fishermen and divers, and I have so many great memories of the weekends of everyone out in the alley with their hoses running, cleaning fish and pounding abalone and cleaning lobsters, and it's such a moment in history, I think, and that whole concept of kind of casual but using incredible ingredients, and also you have the ability to really teach people about the ocean and how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think just my learning experience with the Rizzo and the Nabor Shellfish pop-up, like, directly related to the Oregon coast. And then, you know, in the meantime, you know, we found this property on Bay Ocean Road, which is the former Tillamook Bay Oyster Company processing facility. And it's the home of the Harris family, who is one of the families that got some of the very first oyster leases in Oregon. And we fell in love with the property. You know, if anyone has ever redeveloped property on the coast, you know, in California or Oregon or Washington, I think they know that it's a really kind of difficult process, especially for commercial.
Sure.
So I was looking back through my memories on my phone, and I realized that the first time I had actually been there and viewed this place was in 2020. And we got really serious about it in 2022. And it took until, you know, about 6 months ago to get the property purchased.
Right.
Due to a lot of use permissions and different things like that. But everything went through. And, you know, I think that we couldn't have found a better property to embody the spirit of this idea of the restaurant. We want something that's purely Oregon coast.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's an expression of Oregon coast seafood.
Yeah. And, you know, we're gonna be buying. I also think that section of the coast compared to any other is really kind of the unknown coast of Oregon, because, you know, the 101 cuts in there, and it is a really wild and beautifully natural place.
Yeah, so this property lies on the Three Capes Scenic Route, you know, between Cape Lookout, Cape Kiwanda, and Cape Ears.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on the north end of it. But it's one of the more, like, rugged, wild places on the north coast, I would say, just because it's off the beaten path and it is mostly undeveloped. And there is some development. It's not, but it is rural and mostly undeveloped coastline and a lot of, you know, stunning visual features there.
Yes. Wanted to remind everybody, you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Will Smith, your host, and my guest today is Jacob Harth of the soon-to-becoming Bay Ocean. So this, because of all that planning, all that construction that you need to do to update this, so we're not looking at this summer to open. We are looking at a 2027 opening date.
Yeah, so we're planning to be open in the spring of 2027.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that, like I said, is the permitting process, but it's also that we're taking our time and we're planning it properly, because I think I alluded to this earlier, the biggest things I learned in my past experiences that in order to do what I want to do properly,
sure,
and, you know, keep process and support the community as much as possible and you know, nurture these relationships with small producers, we need the infrastructure to sustain it and to also be able to serve, you know, as many guests as want to come to the restaurant.
Sure.
That was one of the things, like you said, about DeVore. It was a hot spot that because it was extremely limited infrastructure, we were selling out of stuff within one or 2 hours, even though we bought and prepped as much as we possibly could.
Sure.
And, you know, it's kind of one of the things when you buy from small boats that are using responsible methods, you know, the catch numbers are not unlimited.
Right. Our listeners are interested, another one of my favorite restaurants on the Oregon coast is, Local Oceans in Newport. And you are doing kind of a cool thing with them. You're sort of in residency for this year.
Yeah. So Local Ocean has been extremely gracious and welcoming and, invited me to come and do a residency at the restaurant. To kind of give a brief preview of the type of menu we might be doing at the Bay Ocean Oyster House. And so essentially we're doing a long-term pop-up, I think is maybe how you would describe a residency.
Right.
Just giving a pretty you know, pretty brief glimpse that would give people an idea of what to look forward to.
And you've got to be seeing a lot of people there on the weekends.
Yeah, so Local Ocean is, you know, it's been here for 20 years.
Sure.
It's kind of an iconic Oregon Coast restaurant there. You know, one of the very few restaurants that, you know, provides full transparency into, like, where the product comes from and buys directly off of boats that are using responsible harvest methods. There's not a lot. I think the statistics are pretty clear. Like, 90% of seafood consumed on the Oregon coast is not from Oregon.
Sure.
And 90% of the seafood that we catch is exported. So there's few and far between restaurants doing it. So I've always kind of looked up to that standard.
Right.
And awesome to be here and getting to show a little bit of what we have to offer.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to do. And something that you mentioned to me, which I thought was really sweet, was this property was actually their family home. So there was a market restaurant on the ground floor, and then their actual living accommodations were above.
Yeah, so the Bay Ocean Oyster House, that was the former home of the Harris family, and they lived at the property and then operated their business out of the ground floor. That's right. Correct.
And then you have this, given that every seaside location has had this huge increase in Airbnbs, it's getting more and more difficult for people to find, you know, employees that work along the coast. It's more and more difficult for them to find lodging. And I think it's so great that you are going to be using that space upstairs.
Yeah, so that's part of the infrastructure that I'm kind of hinting at. Is part of that is employee housing. It can be difficult to find employees in Tillamook County because, like you said, there is a little bit of an issue with, like, the cap on Airbnb rentals. You know, there's not a lot of long-term rentals available. It's also a rural county. And, you know, we want to be able to provide jobs to as many local people as possible. So providing housing can kind of expand your search to the entire county of availability, you know, because it's quite a drive from one end of the county to the other.
Yeah. As far as the... It's not just going to be a summer step out. You were hoping to be there all year round.
Yeah, so the restaurant will be open year round with the probably having like winter hours. I think we probably won't be open to this week in the winter. But, we're going to have a major retail component to the restaurant, which would basically be a market.
Yeah.
It sells seafood and, you know, value-added goods that we're preparing, produce from local farms, and then a pretty expansive beer and wine program there. Yeah. And that is going to be open every day of the year.
So great. I'm a huge fan of that Neatarts area. And if any of our listeners have never been up there, there is a great documentary about Bay Ocean's history that's available on YouTube, which I really enjoyed watching. What are some of your favorite things that you enjoy cooking for yourself and your family?
Well, I mean, right now we've been eating a lot of salmon because it's wild Chinook season. And there's a lot of salmon landing here in Newport. So that's, you know, I think the premier products that we get in Oregon and, you know, isn't as widely available as you would think to get wild salmon. So that's kind of what we've been doing. And we also recently bought a quarter beef share from Coastland Cattle Company in Tillamook. They're our neighbors in at Bay Ocean. And he's raising some of the best beef that I've eaten in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Really been enjoying that. Yeah,
that's
really
great.
He's a real expert.
Super. So I've been speaking with Jacob Harth of the new Bay Ocean restaurant that will be opening in 2027. If you want to get a handle on what Jacob's handiwork is, please visit him at Local Oceans in Newport for the summer. Jacob, thank you so much. This is Savor on JPR. I'm your host, Will Smith. You can find this and other discussions from JPR on the JPR website, ijpr.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Eat well, everybody.